of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. The crazed Karnak determines to kill Shanghai Lil when he discovers that she set fire to his cabin to help Jim in his efforts to rush the hideout and capture Karnak. But when Karnak jerks open her door, Shanghai Lil makes a flying tackle and knocks Karnak to the ground. Lil tries to hold him until Jim arrives, but the mad murderer regains his feet, seizes his revolver and points it at Lil's head. But Jim jumps just in time and twists the gun from his hand. Struggling desperately, Karnak tears himself from Jim's grasp and dashes to the rear of the cabin. He sets fire to the screens around the windows, then leaves, locking the door behind him, leaving Jim and Lil trapped in the flaming cabin. Then Karnak makes a last dash for freedom. Kolo, waiting for him, empties his rifle but misses, and Karnak heads through the bushes to the other side of the island where his seaplane is waiting. Kolo, in the meantime, seeing Jim struggling to escape with Lil from the burning cabin, rushes to help him. Sparks, Karnak's radio operator, then runs off to join his chief. Together, they make their way to the seaplane.
All right. Take it easy, Chief. Take it easy. Safe now. That big Hindu will have all he can do to revive his boss and that dame.
I know. And I want to get to that plane and off this island as fast as I can. That cursed fool, Jungle Jim Bradley, has the devil's own luck. When I set fire to that living room and locked the door, I was sure I had them trapped between two fires.
Yeah?
The one spreading down the building and the one I started in the living room.
Well, he got out just in time. He's carrying a dame. She must have been hurting there. Jim Bradley was all in, too. Yeah. So when that Hindu rushed off to help him clear, I got beat.
All right. Now then, Sparks, get to work. Get those covers off the motors while I check the gauges.
Okay, Chief, but she's loaded with gas and the oil is clean. I had everything checked right after you brought her in the last time.
Good. Now look, this is my plan. We're going to head over to Base 2. We should be safe over there for a while. But when things die down, I'm going to head back to Pagua.
Right.
I'll get Jungle Jim Bradley if it's the last thing I do.
Hey, Chief. I just thought of something.
All right. What is it? Come on, we haven't got much time.
Your niece, Chief. Judith. We're leaving her behind.
Judith? Leave her and be hanged. That double-crossing, worthless girl. She played false with me. I've suspected her for some time. If she had given us a proper warning when she sighted Jim Bradley, we could have avoided all this trouble. I'll bet you, Sparks, that she was in league with that she-devil, Lily DeVril.
Okay, Chief. There we are now. All set.
All right. Cast off the line. Let's get out of here while there's still time. I'll get on board. Hurry now.
Say, Chief.
Eh?
Aren't you going to warm up those motors first? Hey, remember, this is a tricky takeoff. This plane is loaded.
Come on and get aboard if you're going with me. Stop asking a lot of stupid questions. Come on.
Okay. You know what's best, but you always insisted on the motors being warmed up before.
You can hear these motors all over the island. You think I want to give those fools a warning that we're leaving? Have them come running down here on the double quick to give us more trouble? Get in, Spark. Don't forget that I'm Karnak. Let me do the flying.
Okay, Chief. All set.
Back at the cabin, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil are rapidly recovering from the shock and struggle of their escape. Once more, Jim is anxious to get back on Karnak's trail.
You say you don't think you hit Karnak when you fired at him, Kolo?
No, Tuan. Kolo only have one bullet left. Me take good aim, but Karnak run fast.
Oh. And they got away again, huh?
Yes, Tuan.
Well, he can't be very far. Listen, let's separate. Wait a minute. That seaplane. That's where he's headed for. Kolo, You get going and try to head him off.
Yes, Tuan.
That seaplane is anchored on the other side of the island, right back of the cabin here.
I know where seaplane be, Tuan. You and Missy Lil sure be all right now?
Yes. We'll be all right. You get going. Head Carnock off and try to stop him from getting aboard that seaplane. I'll follow you in a few minutes.
Good, Tuan Jim. I go get it.
Okay. Oh. Now, Lil. Lil, how you feeling? Feeling any better?
Yes, I'm... Sure, I'm much better, Jim. Sorry I had to go sissy on you and pass out just when you needed me most.
Oh, that's all right, Lil. You know, it's a wonder to me you lasted as long as you did. The heat and smoke in there was enough to get anyone down. Say nothing of battling a madman like Carnack.
Yeah, until he got away.
Oh, no. No, not yet, Lil. He's headed for a seaplane.
Yeah?
But Colo is after him. If there's any chance at all, Colo will hold him.
Well, I feel better now. Come on, Jim, help me up. I think I'd feel better if I could walk around a bit.
Now, wait a minute, Lil. Wait a minute. Take it easy. You've had a pretty tough time of it.
Oh, well.
But make sure you're all right for it.
But Carnack, Jim. You don't want him to get away. Why, if he makes that seaplane and gets it into the air, we lose him for good.
No. We may lose him for a while, but we'll pick up his trail. He can't get away from me, Lil.
Well,
I know what he looks like now.
Well, why don't you follow Kolu? Just leave me here. I'll be all right now.
No, I'm not taking any chances. I'll stay here until you're able to move around.
All right, then. Give me a hand and I'll get up. I feel better. Come on. Let me show you.
Oh, all right, if you insist, then. Come on. Here we go.
Sure.
There, you see? There, you're a little bit shaky, huh?
No, I'm fine. Just let's start walking. Get my blood circulating again.
Okay, but don't overdo it, that's all. Let's start up this path here.
All right.
Take it easy.
Here we go. Listen, Jimmy.
Hmm?
Did you hear that?
The motor's on Carnack's seaplane. Oh, gosh. That means he's made it. We've lost him for the time being.
Well, you go ahead, Jim. There may still be time. He's only warming up the motors for the takeoff. You know, getting in and out of that little stretch of water is a very tricky job. I know, because I was with him when he landed here.
Oh, he's mad enough to try anything. Maybe there's a chance. I'll go on ahead. Follow this path just over the rise down to the beach.
You go ahead. I'll find my way.
Colo! Colo!
Darn the luck.
Too late, Tuan.
Yeah.
When I get here, Carnack in plane, out on water.
Yes, he's taxiing now. There's no chance to get him out. Lil was right. Must be a darn good pilot to get out. Get the seaplane out of this place.
I lose other man, too, Tuan. Him in plane with Carnack.
The machine gunner?
Yes, Tuan. I keep guard over him before. When I see you have trouble, I run to help you. And then, man, he get away. Find Carnack.
Well, they beat us this time, Colo. But I'll catch up with him pretty soon.
Jim. So he got away, all right.
Yep. Look at him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even take time to warm up the motor.
Oh, and he's a good pilot, Jim. You should have seen him land that thing the day we came in here. I never thought he'd make it, but he did. Well, you gotta hand it to him. He's one of the best when it comes to handling a plane.
Yeah, I guess you're right. There he goes. He's off the water. Heading straight for the trees on the other side there. Why, he can't clear them.
Oh, yes. Well, he's over them. Look. What did I tell you, Jim? He's some pilot.
Yeah, I hate to admit it. You're right, Lil. Really cleared those trees, though. Now he's circling around. Look at him. He's climbing a little now.
Yeah?
Well, boy, that's a powerful ship he's got there.
Oh?
Hey, you hear that? Those motors are cold. One of the motors there is starting to miss. You know, that plane is loaded too heavily to climb very fast.
Well, they're all right again now. See, he's coming around over the lake again.
Yep, he's away this time, all right. Any altitude, too.
Yeah. know.
Well, with him out of the way, we've got to find some way to get off this island.
Yes, and quickly. The place is inhabited by Karnak headhunters. If they find us, they'll...
Yes, Tuan. Shanghai Lil be right. Machine gonna say if natives see smoke from burning cabins, they come quick. Chop off head.
Say, listen. We've still got one ace in the hole.
What?
If those natives do come, we'll use Karnak niece. They must know her. Remember, she's still tied up on the beach.
Yes.
We'll make her tell them we're friends of the Great White Father.
Jim, Jim, look up there. Karnak's plane. It's swinging back to the lake again.
Well, there's something wrong. Boy, oh boy, I'll say there is. Listen to those motors.
No.
Well, he's heading back in here again.
Well, you were right, too. Cold, and with a load on that plane, the motor can't take it.
He's in trouble, all right. Hey, listen. Maybe we'll have the pleasure of Mr. Karnak's company after all.
Uh-huh. Those motors are getting worse.
Why don't he head in and land? Why, he's flirting with Beth, trying to keep that plane up in the air.
He's not flying for a landing. He's drifting around again. Look, he's making another try to climb.
Why, he'll never make it, Lil. Those motors are still cold.
Jim, look, he's looking out at him. He has to go with that ship up.
Why, he has the chance. Why, that crazy... Watch him! He's going to...
No sooner had Jim shouted those last few words than the plane suddenly nosed downward, and as the terrified onlookers gasped, the big seaplane crashed into the water with terrific force, sending up great columns of water that enveloped the plane. The plane is swallowed up in the lake, carrying the mad, daring Karnak with it. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim over this station. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement, containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land, like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenyammer Kid, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.